It is 27-7. Victoria Harris is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. That is milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call Milford directly on 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345. Victoria Harris is with us once again. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Larry.
Let's talk about the reporting season update. Overall, the trend to date, what are you seeing here?
Well, yes, we're entering the final week of the New Zealand reporting season, and we've had relatively positive results across the board, which is good. And the NZX 50's index has been marginally up month to date. But one trend is that we've had more positive outlook statements compared to last year. I mean, companies aren't expecting to blow the lights out this next financial year, but we've definitely seen confidence improve. But the biggest trend has actually been the increase in dividends. So a lot of companies are reporting, you know, strong balance sheets, and this has resulted in dividend surprises. So, I mean, of the companies that have reported to date, we've seen about 70% of them increase their dividend on last year. So this is great for shareholders, as it's showing that management's actually instilling a bit of confidence in the company's future.
Right. What do you consider the highlights, Victoria?
Well, Fletcher Building was actually quite a highlight. Even though the result was in line, it was up strongly on the day due to its positive outlook. So it expects continued New Zealand growth, and it also stated that it's got a positive outlook for all of its geographies, but apart from Australia. We also had Michael Hill, which was a highlight, so that popped quite a bit after the announcement to near all-time highs. So their profit increased about 10% despite the challenging retail conditions in Australia, and they've also indicated they're starting to progress and opening additional sites in the US. The two retirement village operators, Somerset and MetLife Care, they both had strong results and provided positive outlook statements, so they're both expected to continue benefiting from the increased demand from the ageing population. We also had the NZX itself, which released its interim result, which was in line with market expectations, but its revenue growth is underpinned by strong performance in the capital markets, and its outlook was encouraging as it expects to get an uplift from the IPOs expected to come out in the remainder of this year.
Mm. What about the disappointments then?
Yes, there's been a few of those as well. We had Trade Me Out, and that result was in line, but it fell about 5% on the day due to its subdued outlook statement. So volumes across the board were generally flat, and the revenue uplift only came from price increases, which was a bit disappointing. And I guess the market has just expected the company to kind of leverage its dominant online position a bit more aggressively than it has to date. We also had Vector, and that was a bit of a disappointment. Even though the result was okay, it has been revenue is only marginally up because it has been affected by the warmer weather that we've had recently, as people obviously use less electricity. And there's an ongoing trend of people kind of reducing the energy consumption. And then we've had Telecom and Chorus, which has kind of struggled in a competitive environment, and they've been plagued with a few regulatory issues, and they've had large capital expenditure demands. And Telecom was actually only one of the three companies that had dividends below last year, so that was disappointing.
Well, what about today's announcements? Of course, we've had Chorus today.
Yes, so we had Delegates, the wine company, so their profit was up only 3%, but that was slightly below what the company had guided to, so the market didn't like that, and it was off about 4% today. We had Chorus, which I mentioned earlier, that was off about 1%, and we had Heartland Bank, whose result was okay, but like I was talking about the trend before, it's the price of the dividend, which was greater than the market expected, so that was taken well.
And for the rest of the week?
Yes, we've got the much-anticipated Mighty River Power out this week. So this is the first result since its IPO, and that's out on Wednesday. This result should be slightly above what its prospectus numbers, as we've received the final quarter of this financial year's operating statistics, and they've all been marginally above expectations. and also Air New Zealand, which is out on Thursday, so we should expect a good result from them. And also they've had strong passenger number data for July, so this should provide a good start for the 2014 financial year. And then next month, we've got the majority of the retailers, Hallensline Glassons, Kathmandu, Pumpkin Patch, and The Warehouse, as well as Fonterra Shareholder Fund. But, yeah, I guess overall, the majority of New Zealand companies have positive surprise this earnings season, which is good, and especially on the dividend front. And to date, we've our New Zealand companies have actually done materially better than Australian counterparts. And, yeah, many of our companies should be in good shape for this next financial year.
Sounds good. Thank you, Victoria, for that analysis. Victoria Harris from Milford Asset Management. MilfordKiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call Milford on 0800 662 345.